Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of the iPhone 5, of course using VoiceOver. And I thought in this demonstration I'll just go through a few features of the new iPhone 5, a physical description of the unit, and go through a few odds and ends, such as having a quick look at the phone application, because of course the iPhone being a phone to make phone calls, and a little bit about Siri at the end of the recording. So let me say that I've currently got my iPhone 5 here turned on. VoiceOver is running and it's currently sitting at the home screen in the locked mode. So as with all iPhones that have been developed since the first iPhone, Apple's continuing its continuation of improvement, such as you can see in the iPhone 3G / 3GS, the iPhone 4 and the 4S, and now the iPhone 5. So each new iPhone, of course, bringing new physical and software features with it in relation to the iOS that can take advantage of the extra hardware features or power in the phone. So when you get your iPhone 5 in the box, of course you have the iPhone 5 itself, you have the Lightning to USB cable, remembering that that's now the small cable, no longer the 30 pin connector cable. So you've got that small connection at one end which goes in either way, and of course the normal USB plug at the other end of the cable. You have the USB charger, of course, for charging the iPhone off a wall socket, a getting started guide, and of course the new earpods that have also the mic on the cord of one of the earpod wires. Okay, so let me go through some of the features of the new iPhone 5 itself. So we have two different color combinations. We have black and slate, or white and silver. The iPhone 5 comes, of course, in the three different size variations that we're used to with the 4S, etc. And that's 16 gig, 32 gig, and 64 gig. It has a brighter 4-inch diagonal display. So the actual iPhone 5 itself is longer, but it's not any wider than the iPhone 4S. It's definitely a lot lighter. So in fact, when you actually pick up the iPhone 5, it actually feels like one of those dummy phones you find in shops that's got nothing inside it. So it's extremely light in the hand. Of course, to try and fit as much technology into the iPhone 5, it's now got the nano SIM, so smaller than the SIM that went into the iPhone 4S. It's actually got three mics now on the iPhone 5 to reduce noise and also to increase the voice recognition with Siri. Of course, here in Australia, we have the famous 4G/LTE. And using VoiceOver, if you check on the status line, you'll notice you'll have, for example, three or three bars with your Wi-Fi network. If you're on 3G, it'll say 3G. If you're on the famous 4G, it'll also say LTE in Australia. So you'll know you're on the LTE network. And I have to say the LTE that I have access to is a lot quicker than the Wi-Fi network that I have access to at work. It's an A6 chip and it's twice as fast as the chip in the iPhone 4S. Of course, we have the FaceTime HD camera and the 8 megapixel camera at the back of the iPhone. And it now has a sapphire over the aperture for the camera at the back. And of course, one of the benefits of that, of course, is that it reduces scratching on the sapphire rather than having a glass cap over the aperture for the camera. Of course, being a taller iPhone, or a longer iPhone, Apple has been able to squeeze in an extra row of icons on the screen as well. The iPhone comes with iOS 6. And at this recording, I upgraded mine to iOS 6.0.1, which fixed a few issues here and there. Okay, so that's some of the major features of the iPhone 5 itself. Let me just go through a physical description. So I've currently got the iPhone 5 in my hand. My particular one is a 16 gig version. And basically holding it in your hand, if you weren't used to an iPhone 4 or a 4S, besides the weight and the longer or taller dimensions of the iPhone 5, it actually feels like an iPhone 4S, except the back of the actual unit, because on the iPhone 4S, the back of the unit is all glass. On the back of this one, you have metal in the middle and you have glass at the top and bottom of the iPhone on the back. But anyway, let's come back to the top of the iPhone and just go around a few of the physical features. And at the top of the iPhone, at the top edge, the only thing on the top edge on the right hand side is the power sleep button. If I come down the right hand side of the iPhone 5, round about in the middle, of course, is a little push out tray, and that's where you insert the nano SIM card. If we come down to the bottom edge of the iPhone 5, on the left-hand edge you'll find the 3.5mm headphone jack. Remembering, of course, that on the iPhone 4S, that was at the top left-hand side before, it's now down the bottom left-hand side. Next to the headphone jack, you have the microphone for doing recordings. In the middle, of course, you have the new LTE connector. And remember that the LTE connector port now is the small connector, no longer the 30-pin connector that we had previously in the iPhone 4S. And then on the right-hand side, the bottom edge, you have the speaker. If we come over to the left-hand side, at the top left-hand edge of the iPhone 5, you have the mute switch. And if I flick it, and it's currently in the up position, which means mute is off. If I flick it down towards the back of the iPhone 5, which I'll do now, hear a vibrate, and I've now turned the sound off, and the iPhone 5 is basically in silent mode. So I push it up again, I've now unmuted the sound of the iPhone 5. Below that mute switch are two separate volume controls. The top one, of course, being the volume up, a round button, and the button below that, another round button, is the volume down. If we come to the front face of the iPhone 5 itself, the very top, of course, is where the camera is, the front-facing camera. The rest of that screen from the speaker grill, just below the top edge on the front face, to just below the round home button at the bottom of the front face, is the multi-touch touchscreen of the iPhone 5. And of course, as I just said, right down the bottom in the middle, just above the bottom edge on the front face, of course, is the round indented home button. If I turn the iPhone 5 over, if you feel towards the top left-hand edge of the back, you'll actually feel a slight indent, and that's actually where the rear camera is located. And then if you bring your finger over to the right, slightly to the right of that camera port, you'll feel a very smooth surface, and that's actually the glass. If you bring your finger down slightly, you'll feel the start of the metal back. And if you keep dragging your finger right down towards the bottom, you'll come to another edge. And of course, again, that's another glass insert. And the reason for the glass insert at the top and bottom, of course, is to allow the radio signals to get out of the iPhone 5 and connect with Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, etc. So let me turn it back over again so we're facing the front. And of course, as the iPhone 5 comes with iOS 6, we have all the usual assistive technology options, including VoiceOver, which is the screen reader for iOS, in this case the iPhone 5. Zoom, the screen magnification program. Large fonts, such as that you can turn on in mail, contacts, calendar, etc. You can invert the colors of the screen to make it easier to see. You can speak auto text. irrespective of whether VoiceOver is running or not. Have mono audio to put two stereo channels into one mono stereo channel. We have guided access. And with guided access, you've got really two options in there. You can actually restrict certain parts of an application so that someone that has special needs will not accidentally activate buttons in an application that you may not wish them to activate. And another really cool feature of guided access is the fact that you can actually lock the mode where the person cannot, by pressing the home button, come out of the application. It stays in the application. Of course, we have assistive touch as well, and that is where you can actually do custom gestures for things like pressing the home button, doing a back gesture, doing one, two, or three finger gestures, etc., to perform actions, as I just said, for the home button, for the multitasking app switcher, etc. And that also includes Siri. And then finally, we have, of course, the famous triple click, and that's where you can associate the triple click of the home button, where you can press the home button, in my case, three times to turn VoiceOver on or off. Set in from the home screen, settings, general, accessibility, triple click, which is right down the bottom, and then you can tick on or check on VoiceOver in my case. And of course, now with iOS 6, all these accessibility options work together. So you can definitely have VoiceOver, screen reader, and Zoom, the screen magnifier, running at the same time. And just a note about VoiceOver, you can completely navigate the whole operating system and applications by using a Bluetooth keyboard or indeed a Bluetooth braille display. And of course, on the braille display, if it has a braille keyboard or a QWERTY keyboard, you can also use that to input text into the iPhone 5 and associated applications. The navigation with the Bluetooth keyboard includes navigation plus input of data as well, the same as the braille display. Now, when I upgraded from my iPhone 4S to the iPhone 5, I was actually able to use my existing iPhone 4S image, and I just restored basically my phone from the iCloud. So nice and quick and easy to do. So that's enough talking about some of the overall features and the accessibility options found in iOS 6. So let's go and have a look at a few of the things of the iPhone 5. And as I said, I've currently got my iPhone locked at the home screen. So I'm just going to press the power sleep button at the top right-hand side of the phone. 333. Okay, I'm going to touch down towards the bottom left-hand side of the touch screen.
Slide to unlock.
Now that says slide to unlock. Tap. I'm just going to double tap as the hints just said.
Messages for new items. Double tap to open.
Now, I've actually currently got hints turned on, and for this demonstration, I'm actually just going to use my rotor, which is a two-finger rotate on the screen.
Volume, punctuation, hints.
Okay, I'm going to do one-finger flick down.
Hints disabled.
And I've actually disabled my hints for this demonstration, otherwise it's just going to start driving us crazy during the recording. The other thing I've also added to my rotor is speech rate, which you can add to the rotor as well if you wish, under settings, general, accessibility, and inside the VoiceOver panel. So if I do a two-finger rotate again.
Headings, language, characters, words, speech rate.
Okay, there's speech rate in case you didn't hear it before. So if I do one finger flick down.
30%, 25%.
Okay, one finger flick up.
30%, 35%.
Okay, so I'm going to just have it back down on 30%.
30%.
Just for this recording. Now, for those not familiar with the initial home screen of the iPhone 5, remembering when you're using VoiceOver, you can do several things to navigate. You can do a one-finger drag around on the screen to find what's under your finger. So if I touch towards a third of the way down on my screen,
weather.
There's weather, drag my finger down.
Clock.
There's clock, drag my finger down again.
App Store, two new items.
Okay, App Store, etc. And I can also do a one-finger flick left or right to move item by item. So I touch towards the top of the screen.
Messages for new items.
There's messages. If I do one-finger flick to the right.
Calendar. Monday, the 12th of November.
One finger flick to the right again.
Photos. Camera.
And if I do one finger flick back.
Photos. Calendar. Messages. Four new items.
And if I try and go any further, we get the boink boink sound to let us know that we can't go any further. And of course, with the iPhone 5 and the status line, if I tap my finger up to the grill and tap my finger down a little bit.
3:35 p.m. Status bar item.
Okay, we're on the status line. So if I do one finger flick to the left.
3 of 3 bars. Wi-Fi signal strength.
Okay, that's my Wi-Fi signal strength. One finger flick to the left again.
Telstra Mobile Network.
Telstra Mobile Network, that's my current carrier provider. One finger flick to the left again.
3 of 5 bars. Signal strength.
Okay, 3 of 5 bars. That's my signal strength. And I try and go to the left again with one finger flick to the left. I can't go any further. So let me just do one finger flick to the right to get back to where we were previously.
Telstra Mobile Network, 3 of 3 bars, 3:36 p.m.
Okay, that's the time. One finger flick to the right again.
Orientation locked.
Okay, so you can tell that I've currently got my orientation locked on the iPhone at the moment.
Alarm set.
My alarm is currently set. One finger flick to the right again.
48% battery power.
48% battery power. And one finger flick to the right again. And we heard the doing. And we're then that screen. So I can't actually flick back to the rest of that screen using the right flick left and right. I have to actually touch the screen to move out of the status area. So I'm going to touch a little bit further down the screen.
Maps.
Okay, and I've landed on maps. Now let me just show you quickly what's on the initial home screen of the iPhone and what's on the second screen, so I can show you how to get to the second screen as well in case you're new to the iPhone in general. So I'm going to touch towards the top left-hand side of it again.
Messages.
So on messages, I'm just going to do one finger flick to the right and we'll go through the whole icons on the screen.
Calendar.
Calendar.
Monday, the 12th of November. Photos.
Photos.
Camera.
Camera.
Videos.
Videos, as in movies, TV shows, etc.
Maps.
Maps. That's the famous now Apple Maps rather than Google Maps.
Weather.
Weather.
Passbook.
Passbook.
Notes.
Notes.
Reminders.
Reminders. Two new reminders, by the way.
Clock.
Clock.
Stocks.
Stocks.
New stand folder. Zero
new
items.
Stand folder. Zero items.
iTunes.
iTunes.
App Store. Two new
App
items.
Store. Two new items to update. So if I didn't have any updates, for example, that would just say App Store.
Game Center. One
Game
new
Center.
Item.
One new item there for me to go and check.
Settings.
Settings.
Page 1 of 7. Adjustable.
Page 1 of 7, which is adjustable. And I'll come back to that in a minute. And then we come down to the bottom of the iPhone screen, and some people call that the dock.
Phone.
So we have phone, that's the bottom left-hand side. Next one.
Mail.
Mail. Next one.
Safari.
Safari, or the web browser.
Music.
And music, which used to be called the iPod application a while ago. But basically, music is your iTunes music, your audio books, etc. Remembering that with iOS 6 now, the podcasts are in that separate podcast application, if you so wish. But you can also wrangle a little bit to still have podcasts in the music app on your iPhone, if you still wish. Okay, so the question is, how do you get to the second screen, for example? So if I do one finger flick back to the left to get to that page 1 of 7.
Safari, mail, phone, page 1 of 7, adjustable.
So get to page 2, I can do one finger flick up.
Page 2 of 7.
Okay, so I'm now page 2 of 7. I'll just show you another way you can do it as well if you so wish. If I do one finger flick down.
Page 1 of 7.
I'm just going to touch the middle of my screen so I know where the focus is.
App Store. Two new items.
Now to get to the next screen going to the right, I do a 3-finger flick to the left.
Page 2 of 7. Utilities folder.
Okay, so I'm now on page 2. If I do a 3-finger flick now to the right.
Page 1 of 7. Messages.
I go back a home screen as such, and I'm back on the first screen. Now, when I'm on the first screen, and I do a number 3-finger flick to the right,
search field is aging.
I'm now on the spotlight screen, which is the search screen where you can search for items on your iPhone or indeed on the internet if you also wish. So, of course, to get back to the home screen, I can do a 3-finger flick to the left.
Home. Page 1 of 7.
Then
messages.
I'm back to the
Four
home screen. Now, if you're in Spotlight or you're on a second screen, so I'm going to do a 3-finger flick to the left.
Page 2 of 7.
Now on page 2, and I press the home button.
Home. Messages.
I'm also back to the first screen of the iPhone as well. So the home button would return you from other home screens, so 2 onwards up to 11, and return you from Spotlight, and it will also return you out of an application as well. Now I just wanted to show you what was in Utilities. So let me just go back to the second screen again. So three finger flick to the left.
Page 2 of 7. Utilities folder.
Okay, there's the Utilities folder. One finger double tap to open it.
Utilities opened.
And in Utilities, which comes pre-installed, are one finger flick to the right.
Contacts.
That's your contacts.
Calculator.
Calculator.
Compass.
Compass.
Voice memos.
And voice memos, where you can both make recordings and listen to your recordings, and you can also share those recordings out, for example, via email as well. And that, of course, works with the built-in microphone on the iPhone, or indeed with the AirPod mic on the AirPods that come with the iPhone as well. Okay, so that's it for those applications. I'm just going to press the home button again to come back out.
Utilities folder for apps.
And I just want to show you the phone application. So I'm just going to touch on the bottom left-hand side.
Phone.
I've landed straight on the phone icon. One finger double tap.
Phone. Phone number. Blank phone number.
Okay, so it said blank phone number. So which means the last time I used my phone application, I was using the keyboard. So if I touch the middle of the screen.
Five.
Okay, five. I've still got my finger on the screen. If I take my finger up.
Two.
There's two. Take my finger straight down.
Five.
Eight. Eight.
Zero.
Zero, I'm still going down.
Call button.
Call button, drag my finger to the left.
Save as contact button.
Okay, drag my finger back to the right.
Call button.
Right again.
Delete.
There's the delete button. And
call
I'm just going
to
go back to the call button, take my finger off. Now at the moment with my iPhone 5 and the setup for VoiceOver, if I take my finger off a number, it puts the number into that currently blank edit field. So let me touch on 9.
9.
Take my finger off.
9.
9. Fine, drag my finger around to the 3.
3.
Take my finger off.
3.
3. Touch it again.
3.
3. Find the 4.
4.
And of course, if I didn't get on the 4 and I got on
7.
7. Just drag my finger back to the 4.
4.
Take my finger off.
4.
And so on. And then if I try and find the call button, so in the middle coming down.
8. 0. Call button.
Okay. Take my finger off. Now if I do a one finger double tap, I can make a phone call. Or if I take my finger to the right of the call button.
Delete.
Okay, there's the delete button. And of course the delete button, I can touch it, take my finger off.
Delete.
Of course it's the delete button, one finger double tap.
4, 3, 3, 9. Delete.
Okay, so every time I was double tapping that, it was deleting the numbers out of the edit field. So if I now touch it again.
Blank phone number.
It's blank. That's just a quick overview of the keyboard layout. Of course, I didn't go to the left and right of 0, which is, of course, your star on the left and your hash or pound sign on the right. But down the bottom of the phone app screen, which I also wanted to talk about besides the keyboard layout, is on the bottom left-hand side you have...
Favorites. Tap 1 of 5.
Okay, it's favorites. That's where you can go in there and you've saved favorites or ticked favorites from your contacts that are people that you want to dial all the time. And rather than me dragging my finger to the right, I'm just going to do one finger flick to the right to go through the tabs.
Recent. Tap 2 of 5.
Now we have recent calls to your iPhone. And in there you can also clear that recent history too if you also wish. And of course you can actually dial people back from those numbers that are in that list as well.
Contacts. Tap 3 of 5.
Okay, there's another way to get to your contacts. One finger flick to the right again.
Selected.
Keypad.
Tap 4 of 5.
And it currently says it's selected. And one more finger flick to the right.
Voicemail. Tap 5 of 5.
And there's my voicemail tab. And if I tap on that now, that would actually dial my voicemail. And of course, I could then use the on-screen keyboard to put in things like 1 for new messages and so on. So let me come out of the phone app by pressing the home button.
Utilities folder for apps.
Now, at the moment, I've actually got my iPhone locked in portrait mode. And I'll just show where you can actually lock or unlock portrait mode, because as you have on the iPad, where you can actually set your mute switch to an orientation lock, there's currently no feature to do that on the iPhone, or at least I can't find it. So I'm going to bring up the app switcher, which is by pressing the home button twice. 1, 2.
App switcher. Phone.
Okay, and of course the app switcher, I'm on the most recent app that I've run on my iPhone, and of course going through a number of screens, to the oldest application. So if I do one finger flip to the right,
messages, four new messages, items, settings,
mail, and that's the end of it. So if I do a three finger flick to the left to go to the next screen,
page 4 of 26. Voice memos.
Okay, voice memos. So as you can tell, I've got 26 screen worths of apps that are just sitting there in a frozen state, so to speak, ready to be activated again. And of course, I could go into editing mode now, for one finger, double tap and hold, and delete them from their frozen state, if you like, and free up a bit more of memory to use further applications. So I'm going to go back to the first screen of the app switcher that you land on by doing a three-finger flick to the right.
Page 3 of 26.
And a three-finger flick to the right again.
Page 2 of 26.
Now if I touch the bottom left-hand side of the screen.
Rotation lock, portrait locked, button.
Okay, so it says rotation lock, portrait locked. If I do one finger double tap.
Rotation lock, unlocked.
Okay, so now if my iPhone goes sideways, and if I had hints turned on, VoiceOver would say landscape, home button to the right, or landscape, mode, home button to the left, etc. I actually prefer my phone in portrait mode and locked, so I'm going to one finger double tap again.
Rotation lock, portrait locked.
It's going to press the home button again.
Utilities folder, four apps.
Okay, and we're back on that utilities folder that we were previously. So just to keep track of where we are, it's going to press the home button again to go back to the first home screen.
Home, messages, four new items.
Okay, and let's finally have a bit of a look at Siri. Siri, you turn on under Settings, General, and then Siri. And basically, there's a few ways to use Siri, but for initially, I'm just going to hold down the Home button until we hear a double beep, and then I'll actually say what I need to say, and then I'm going to release the Home button. What is the weather today in Gosford? Releasing the Home button.
You said, what is the weather today in Gosford? Nice weather coming up for Gosford today, up to 25 degrees and partly sunny. Current conditions for Gosford, 24 degrees, a fair day, high 25, low 17.
Now because the interface is now on the screen, I've basically got a listen button down towards the bottom of the screen. With VoiceOver, I can now just do a two-finger double tap. So what I need to say, and either wait or two-finger double tap again, and Siri will go off in performance function. So I'll do that now, two-finger double tap. What is the weather today in London? Two finger double tap.
You said, what is the weather today in London? Here's the weather for London, England today. Current conditions for London, 4 degrees, a fair night, high 11, low 3.
Ouch, that's cold. According to Australian standards anyway. And let me just ask it what the time is. So again, two finger double tap. What is the time in Perth? Two finger double tap.
You said, what is the time in Perth? In Perth, it's 12:54 p.m. Perth, 12:54 p.m. today.
Okay, and of course to dismiss Siri, I can now just press the home button once.
Messages, four new items.
And we're back to the home screen. And of course with Siri, we've also got voice dictation on our on-screen keyboard. So let me go to the Spotlight search. Now remember, there's two ways to get to that. I'm currently on the first home screen, so I could do a three-finger flick to the right to go left, or I can press the home button.
Empty list.
And I'm on the search screen. So I'm going to find the bottom of my on-screen keyboard.
Space.
Space. Okay, drag my finger to the left.
Dictate.
Okay, that's the dictate button. Now what I'm going to do is do a one-finger double tap on the dictate button. Say what I want to search for. I'm going to search for a song called Pure Imagination. I'll do one finger double tap and it'll put the text, what I've said, into the Spotlight search field and do the search. So I'll do that now. Pure Imagination.
Thinking.
So one finger double tap.
Pure Imagination. Top search result. Music. Pure Imagination. From Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Featuring Jory. Froggy Frog versus Axel F. Crazy Ringtone. Ford. Three items found.
Okay, I'm going to touch towards the top of the screen.
Music. Pure Imagination.
And one finger double tap.
Selected. Music.
And you should have that playing in a minute.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
And of course, we've got VoiceOver running. Two finger double tap. Stops it playing. And I just want to check where I am.
Album art.
Yep, I've actually got into the music player. And I just stopped the speech by just doing a two-finger touch on the screen. I'm just going to press the home button to come out of there.
Messages.
Now I've still got that activated in the background. So if I wanted to keep listening to that, two-finger double tap. And two-finger double tap again. Of course, stops it. Now in finishing, I just want to quickly go over one thing that people always ask me about, adjusting the volume for voiceover. So if I start the music playing, okay, I'm pressing the home button, it's turning the volume down, and volume up. Okay, so I'm adjusting the volume of the music, and two-finger double tap to stop, but it's not adjusting the volume of voiceover. So the best way to adjust the volume for voiceover is to start it reading. And the best way that I did that is I touch on the middle of the screen.
Reminders, two new items.
And basically what I'm going to do a two-finger flick down to start voiceover reading continuously from where I've touched to the bottom of the screen.
Reminders,
as it's reading,
items.
Volume Clock, up.
Stocks, new stand folder.
Okay, and zero volume
items.
Down.
Items.
Going down. Volume up. Keep pressing it.
Page 1 of 7.
Okay, and two-finger touch, of course, stops it. So basically, as voiceover is speaking, you can then use the volume up and volume down buttons to adjust the volume of voiceover, not the volume of the iPhone. And one last little trick that I've picked up recently, if you want to adjust the volume of Siri, if you hold down the home button and then press the volume down, okay, it's doing, 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 that's turned the volume down. Volume up, doing, doing. Okay, and that adjusts the volume of Siri. That concludes this demonstration of the iPhone 5, its features, physical description, a brief reminder of the assistive technology options available in iOS 6, and a quick go through of some of the gestures about navigating the screen, changing pages, using the home button, where your rotor lock switch is located, a go through of the phone app, and then finally just a bit of a quick play with Siri. So I hope you found this demonstration useful. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.